mwena mwesi alaf pakanagwa gamula ndunzwa la jele lai mbolo tu pinshali singe fshikisa nalaba ni chandu bitch pish nikita wala wadi puanduke beb pish pikisa kutisi babidi jenadi mwena chef mendele stepunde tu tuga papa chef pao poke tunde no kontuga.
Your business deserves the freedom to move at free speed. With Access Pay and our dedicated SME mobile app, your finances are always within reach. Track payments with ease, complete transactions in seconds, and stay firmly in control of your cash flow. Anytime, no delays, no disruptions, only seamless, secure banking designed for growth. Sign up on Access Pay or download the Access Bank SME mobile app today. Call your relationship manager or call 202 and get started. Access Bank, more than banking.
Bus drivers welcome 1 kwacha reduction in bus fares. National Heritage starts a study of older graveyard in Ndola earmarked for bus terminals. In Africa news, at least 21 dead after boat sinks on Sudanza River now. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chua. The chairperson of Kulimatoa Bus Station, Nicholas Banda, has welcomed the decision by the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, to reduce the bus fares by 1 kwacha on local routes. Mr. Banda has described the move as timely, following the recent reduction in fuel pump prices announced by the Energy Regulation Board, ERB. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Mr. Banda has also urged the RTSA to provide bus drivers with official fare charts to enhance transparency and promote a harmony between conductors and passengers. Meanwhile, some bus drivers operating at Kulima Tower Bus Station have expressed excitement about the bus fare reduction, saying the development is expected to please passengers and improve relations with commuters. From the National Heritage and Conservation Commission has started the Culture Heritage Impact Assessment of the Old Masala Cemetery, which is earmarked for the construction of the first ever high-tech intercity bus station. The team will conduct the study for 2 weeks, after which they will present the report of their findings to Ndola City Council. The study includes a literature review, soil investigation and community impact. Depending on their findings, the National Heritage Conservation Commission may propose the relocation of some grave sites. The Old Basala grave site last recorded a burial over 50 years ago, and Ndola City Council has earmarked the site to be the modern international bus station, taking advantage of the huge space, which is about 7 hectares, and the council's strategic logistical location. The National Heritage Conservation Commission team, led by Regional Director Michael Ngalalewa, paid a courtesy call on Ndola Mayor to indicate their commencement of work. And Skyways Ward Councillor Fabian Mwanza, who was also present, has said the area has already experienced some encroachment and warns that future delays may lead to additional encroachment. Some residents have been cultivating on the land while others use it to wash their vehicles. Masala is also currently a base for various intercity buses going to the northern part of Zambia. 23 secondary school pupils from Kapale Secondary School and Mbale Shore Boarding School in Masabombo District, Luapula Province, have attained between 6 and 10 points from 2022 to 2025, a development that underscores the government's commitment to investing in quality education. Town Council Secretary Felix Mwila says the performance demonstrates the tangible impact of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, in transforming lives through education. He has emphasized that the local authority remains committed to ensuring education support reaches the deserving pupils across the district. One of the beneficiaries, Christine Chanshi, said the sponsorship has eased the financial burdens for learners, allowing them to focus fully on their studies. The council further reviewed that 778 pupils have been sponsored under the program since 2022 and reaffirmed its commitment to administering CDF in line with government policy, ensuring transparency, equity and maximum impact in the education sector.
Because in you, we have seen a bright future. You do well for the district because in you, they expect engineers, they expect lawyers, they expect health practitioners, economists, name them. Because at the end of your tertiary education.